spine straight. Let's take in three deep cleansing breaths together. Breathe in and out. Breathe in and out. Once again, deeply in and slowly out. Continue with your rhythmic breathing and let us acknowledge the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit, active in our lives and affairs, our nation and our world. We decree our oneness with this power, for we each have been made in the image and likeness of God. We are all God's children, all heirs to God's kingdom. Take another deep breath in. And as you exhale, relax your neck and shoulders. Allow the chair to totally support you. We are grateful, Holy Spirit, beyond words. We are grateful to be here. We are grateful for our church family, our friends, and those we have not even met yet. We lift all these precious souls up to the highest. We see each one blessed. We see each one full of life, full of healing, full of love. We bless our children. We lift them up. We know for them the best is yet to come. Holy Spirit, we give thanks for your reassurance in our lives. We know that when we listen for that small, still voice, for our guidance, for our answers to our prayers, and for your love in our lives, that these gifts will be given unto us, that we will be lifted in more ways than we could ever dream of. And that when we put you first in our lives, only good can come to us. The Spirit of God within us is the life that heals and nourishes and renews. The Spirit of life soothes our souls. We are being healed and made whole in mind, body, and spirit. I invite you now to join me on the journey to the secret place of the Most High, a place in consciousness where we can go to receive all the gifts that God has in store for us. So we make our way to the door. And before we enter in, we know we must become empty. So now is the time to let go of mental or emotional baggage and physical baggage that is no longer serving us. We step through the door, and as we do, we feel the light and life of the Christ flow over, around, and through us and out into our world. We take a seat, and whatever it is that we are seeking, we know that we will receive. So use these next few moments to pray, receive answers to your prayers, and to be still. We do give thanks, Holy Spirit, that you've heard our prayers and you have answered them as you always do. We ask your guidance for this upcoming week. Lead us in your ways. Help us to help one another and to be a blessing in this world. For all these gifts, we do give thanks in the name and nature of our elder brother and way-shower, Jesus the Christ. And so it is. Amen.